Do you fear losing your job? If you lost your job today, would you know what to do? Would you kind of be turned upside down for a moment? Is it even a fear for you? Let me know in the comments because I know some people don't fear losing their job, and some people, it really would bother them if they lost their job tomorrow. Let me know what type of person you are in the comments below. But in this video, we're going to be talking about that J-O-B job. Let's talk about it. What's up, guys? It's your boy Ty, and I appreciate you guys coming to check me out on my channel. My channel is all about making sure people are aware of the different avenues to get a piece of the pie. And today, we're going to do something a little different. This is the first podcast type video that I'm doing, and it all depends on if it's received well, if I will continue to do these type of videos, because I do like talking to the people. But I've seen, you know, with the channel, sometimes the videos like this aren't well received, so it all depends on the reception. But today we're going to be talking about jobs. I know everyone at some point hopefully has had a job or will obtain a job, you know, and me, I think having a job is very important. I have had a job since I was 15 and a half with a worker's permit, you know, back then. I don't know if they still do that, but back then, if you wanted to start working in the workforce and you was 15, you had to wait and then get a worker's permit so you can just work at anywhere like a McDonald's. That was my first job. And man, I worked hard. I worked hard because I felt like, yeah, my first job, I was making a little bit of money at 15. Hey, I was in there getting it. But I am one of those people that I've been working for so long, since I was 15. After that, I was never unemployed. Never unemployed. So I don't know what it feels like to be unemployed. And I know some people have been unemployed, but I would say I am one of those people that would fear losing my job. I know a lot of people work jobs, and I'm around people sometimes. They're like, dang, man, they're going to fire me. They're going to fire my ass. You know, I've heard that. Hell, I've said that sometimes. I said, they're going to fire my ass for this one. And in that moment, we are fearful of being fired. You know, so I know I'm one of those people. Are you guys one of those type of people? You know, and I think having a job is very important. And the reason I think it is because it's a way for you to make money and earn an income. I know a lot of people are on the whole wave of work for yourself, be your own boss, but you have to start somewhere. I feel like you have to start somewhere. You have to, you know, get some money some way, somehow, unless you know you were left a whole lot of money. I feel like a job is important to have. And I said that on the cusp of Father's Day. Father's Day is right around the corner. Yes, and I am a father. And I know getting a job, going out there and getting a job and getting in the workforce will allow you to take care of your family. Take care of your family for sure. You know, a lot of times people, you know, we all talk about it and we like, dang, I wish I didn't have to clock in this place, or I wish I, you know, had my own stuff going. Okay, you can wish and you can start to do to gain assets and gain the knowledge to have your own one day, but you have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere and you have to bring some type of income in, especially if you have a family, especially if you want to be able to take care of your own self. you have to have some type of money. So until you figure it out, you should be using, you know, a job. Even if you don't, you know, don't like it, the ideal job is the one that you love. But come on, man, how many people have that? I know I like my job and I do appreciate the job that I got, but the reason that I started or I went to that job was because I knew how much money that job made, you know, and that's the career I'm in. I'm in my career because I was picking the career that was around my area and the one that I knew would make me money. You know, a lot of people end up picking a job that way or going with a company that way, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm doing this because I want to talk to people about, you know, the job. It's nothing wrong with having a good job. It's nothing wrong with having a job with a 401k. It's awesome if you get a job with a pension. So a lot of people, I know I seen a video by my man Debt Free Dad. Shout out to Debt Free Dad. He was saying that, you know, people are not getting, you know, that 9-to-5 enough credit. And I believe that too, because I have obtained a lot in my journey, you know, I'm in my 30s. So I've obtained a lot, and most of it, all of it, was because I was employed somewhere. So don't discredit that 9-to-5. Don't discredit that hustle. And that hustle is what can get you to financial freedom, or what can get you to, you know, stacking that money and knowing what avenue you want to take. Because one thing that employment does teach you is the work ethic. You get a good work ethic by going to work. And so once you know that work ethic, if you did have your own business, more than likely you would be in this, you know, this mode of work. You would know what hard work was. I know a couple guys that, you know, they work in my field, or they was working right beside me, but they left and did their own thing and they started their own business. One guy, he was going to go and become a trucker and, you know, haul his own loads. He bought his own truck with the money that he obtained from being employed, because we get paid decent. He obtained that and he was putting it to the side. And then when it was time to get his truck, he went and got his truck, and now he works for himself. But he had to use the job to get there. He was smart enough to, you know, use the job as long as he needed to. This is called, I can't remember where I got this from, but, you know, it's called using the vehicle until the wheels fall off, you know. And that's what the job is. The job is the vehicle that can get you from A to B and get you to where you want to be at. And that was awesome. Like I said, I applaud anybody that can go out there and, you know, start their own. But a lot of people don't have money in the bank right off rip. They have to obtain money and get it some way. So while you are on your job, even if you hate your job, use your job to get your money and, you know, be planning on something else. Now, if you are one that loves your job, I can say I don't know if I would say I love my job, but at one point I did love my job, and I was like, man, it can't get no better, because I ain't from the, you know, riches of areas. So when you get a job and you know you're going to take care of your family with that job, you know you have a retirement with that job, honestly, I was content. I was content, and I'm still content with my job, but I was content with, all right, this is it. All I gotta do is stay here for about 45 years, 47 years, and I can retire, and I'm gonna have, you know, money. I'm gonna be good. You know, I was really content, and I'm still content with my job, but it's a lot more you can do than just, you know, being content with that one job. And that's what investing has taught me and opened my eyes. Real estate has taught me this and opened my eyes. there's a lot more that you can do other than just relying on that employment. But you still need a daggone job. You feel me? And I say, I'm a father. I'm going to make sure my sons know your ass got to get a job. You know, your ass got to go out here and get a job. Because, hey, I've been working since I was 15 and a half. I'm going to be able to say that. But I just want to talk about jobs because a lot of times people discredit them and say you should be working for yourself and all of that. But it's nothing wrong with working a job with benefits, medical benefits, a 401k retirement plan. Some of them even let you do investing in plans. It's nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5 job. All right, it's nothing wrong. That's how I obtained everything I own. And some people, I don't understand. Maybe you guys can let me know in the comments, but I don't understand how some people like just don't keep jobs. And they don't have their own business. they just don't keep jobs. And those are the people, at least from my view and what I see, people that don't keep a job or can't, you know, they just moving from job to job. Those are the unstable people that don't have much in the bank. Some of them on assistance. You know, those people, because if you ain't got a job, you got to be living somewhere for, and how you doing it. It's just, man, we got to change that culture. So the culture of not working and you can get rich and, you know, do that. I know people that do illegal activities and don't keep jobs and, you know, to keep their money up. You need to keep a job, you know. If you are not self-employed, not making your own money, because you can get there, and I applaud anybody that's there. Before that, you should have a job. You should have some type of stream of income coming to you, you know. So let me know what you guys think in the comments. Do you think having a job, a 9-to-5, is important? I think it's very important. Are you against having a 9-to-5 job? Do you know a way that you don't have to get that 9-to-5 job and make money? Please let me know that. Legally, let me know how you do that. But I am pro job. I just wanted to come up here and talk about, you know, job. You gotta have that job. They said that unemployment rate in the U.S. as of December 2021 is 3.9%. And that's almost like 6 million people unemployed. Yeah, I don't know. I've been employed, and especially right now. Right now, I see everywhere is hiring. Everywhere is hiring. I see, you know, the typical AutoZone got hiring, now hiring. Pizza Hut has now hiring. My job, oh man, they trying to hire people like I don't know what. We undermanned. We don't even got enough supervisors where I'm at. So we it's people, it's jobs out here, but people aren't working, or the mindset of having a job, maybe it's overrated. I just don't understand how like we're having this shortage of workers and things like that. I don't know what people are doing. Let me know what you're doing. You making money off YouTube? What you out here doing? If you are doing your own business, like I said, I applaud you for that. But if you're not, if you don't got a job, look, if you don't got a job right now, I don't know what age you are, but unless you retired or got a disability, your ass need to have a job. That's something I'm already ready to talk to my sons about that. And happy Father's Day. I'm sorry. Happy Father's Day to all my fathers out there. Yeah, I ain't editing that out. This video already long enough. I ain't doing it. But happy Father's Day to my fathers out there. And yeah, I'm ready to teach my sons they better get a job. J-O-B. And, you know, for my students and stuff out there, it's nothing wrong with going to school. Me, I chose having a job over going to college and things like that. So I'm gonna be biased against college and all of that. I'm just a little bit, Cause it's jacked up that you gotta go get in debt when you still don't even have a solid job to pay that, and you're not guaranteed a solid job on the other side of that. But I'm gonna make sure my sons get the opportunity, but they're gonna have to have a game plan with me. You're gonna have to have a game plan on what you're gonna be doing when you get up out of school. What job, J-O-B, do you plan on having when you get up out of there? Because shoot, it's real out here, college costs. But just having a job, even I know people that got jobs during college and get good jobs after, but having a job is important. It's just important. And if you don't have a job around here, you ain't gonna be up in this house. You know, we come from that culture of saying that unless you have a job, you gotta get out of my house. You know, it's the black culture. You already know what race I am. Our culture is, if you ain't producing up in this house, you got to go. That's how I was raised. But it's real. That's real. It's real important to have that type of work ethic. Like I said, you should always maintain a job. And are you fearful? I ain't even touched that yet. So are you fearful of losing your job? Me? Hell yeah. I done had a job so long. You know, I kind of would scramble. I probably would get another job quick. But yeah, I'm fearful of losing my job. If they told me tomorrow I'm losing my job, yeah, I wouldn't be happy. That's something that, you know, I'm not accustomed to, because I have always had a job and I've been blessed to always have a job. I know some people get laid off, and that's a feeling of like, what am I about to do now? You know, so I definitely fear losing my job. And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. Like I said, let me know in the comments what you guys think. Is that a good or bad thing? I'm just, you know, one of those guys that's been working so long, and I was content with putting in all that work. But yeah. Now though, I got a little extra on the side, and I got things in motion that maybe I won't have to work 45 years until I retire, but I would still do something. Even if I was in retirement, I think I would still get some type of job to, you know, just do something, you know, even if it's not really for the money, just to do something. I always say my dream job in retirement is being one of those guys at Lowe's that show you where the tools at. Hey, yeah, you looking for a good lawnmower? Come on, right this way, sir. I'll show you. Yeah, this lawnmower right here, it's a zero turn. Yeah, top of the line. I wish I had one of these bad boys. Yeah, I'm being there selling tools and lawnmowers. I ain't got no problem with that. But I would still want a job. Even if I became a millionaire tomorrow, I ain't gonna be spending no money like that. But if you wanted to go and splurge and buy whatever you wanted to buy, even after that, at some point, or you wanted to take a vacation, at some point, I would want a job. I would want to be doing something. I can't be one of them people just sitting around all day without a job. Nah, I gotta be doing something. You won't be sitting there watching everybody else go to work, even if it's not clocking in somewhere. At that point, I probably could start my own work, but I would have a job, you know. But yeah, J-O-B, make sure you get one. And if you don't like your job, make sure you use it until you can move or get to where you want to be at. If you do love your job, hey, good job. You found that perfect job. I like my job, so I think I found a good job. I don't have no problem staying where I'm at. But, you know, make sure you looking ahead and still building wealth using that job. All right. I just wanted to come up here and talk about jobs, you know, because I think people, jobs are underrated. I appreciate y'all checking me out. Peace.